The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, second hour, and we're talking about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. We do have Election Day coming up this coming Tuesday, and we urge you, if you support the Second Amendment, that your vote is vitally important, not just for that, but for other reasons as well. And, you know, it all boils down to, you know, keeping the Constitution in place, pretty much the way I look at every election. Quite frankly, you know, what rights are being eroded in this country and why, you know, laws are being made from the bench when they're supposed to only be interpreted from the bench. So, you know, your elected officials are more than just who's sitting in Annapolis or who's sitting in D.C. It's the decisions that they make on all types of policy and appointments and things like that. So just keep that in mind and keep in mind what's happening right now in our country and in our state, and make sure you get out and vote if you haven't already on Tuesday. So I did do a little hunting this week. I forgot on Tuesday I went to Frederick County and hunted with my adopted daughter Laura. And I say adopted. Laura is the daughter of a longtime friend, and I've been mentoring her for a while on hunting. She doesn't want to hunt without me on her own. I think she's getting to that point where she probably can, but we bear hunted together, and we were on that property where we bear hunted in Frederick County. Didn't see any bears, but saw some sign where the pokeberries had all been stripped off and broken down, and we figured that's pretty much a given. Saw some great buck grubs. Saw a couple deer. I think we saw three or four deer. You know, going in the afternoon, we saw three in the woods where we were getting ready to set up. And they came back a little later in the day, too far to shoot with a bow because it was Tuesday, only bow season. And then they crossed below us and went out across the field, which is, you know, got a text from the landowner. Hey, three deer just went across the field. Yeah, we know. Saw one on the driveway on the way out, you know. It is what it is. And the kids, they've got one that they can identify. They, you know, I mean, it's hard to, you're a kid, you can't tell one deer from another. But there's a one-eared doe. So, if you're going to take a doe, you better make sure it has both ears. So we be careful, because you don't want to take out the deer that the kids can identify. So. That's for sure. And they love venison. I mean, they all eat venison. They have no opposition to hunting. You know, the landowner hunts, and it's a nice little property, 30-some acres. So, you know, he added to his property from last year. He bought the piece of property behind him that was posted last year where the bear's den that we couldn't hunt, you know, and that last year, the last day of bear hunt, you know, that's when the bear ran up to us, you know, 10 minutes before legal shooting time, and it was 3 yards from me. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and there was more than one. So, yeah. Unfortunately, Laura's hearing is a little bit better than mine, but she doesn't have, you know, 50 years of shooting shotguns and rifles and everything else in her history like I do. And, you know, I will let you know on my journey about getting my hearing corrected. It's not horrible. You know, 30 years with headphones sticking in my ears every Saturday is not as bad as 30 years of headphones sticking in your ears every day, like some talk show host. I mean, you know, a lot of people on the radio have very significant hearing loss because we put these headphones on to amplify the sound so we can hear the callers and hear ourselves talk, you know, and it does have an effect. So, you know, my hearing's worse in my right ear than in my left ear, probably because, you know, I shoulder my firearm on my right shoulder and that's where the sound, you know, goes. I had at one time my uncle, when we were on the farm, decided that his 30-30 with open sights could kill a doe at 400 yards. So he sat down beside me on my right and shot three shots at a doe with a 30-30 Winchester with open sights. And he was about 3 feet from me. When I was in high school, I was crossing a fence and a dove flew by and my hunting buddy decided it was a good idea to shoot at the dove about, you know, 3 feet from my ear with the muzzle of his shotgun, my right ear. So, you know, it's been interesting, you know. So, what I was told the last time I had my hearing tested 20 some years ago is I've blown some of the little filaments, the little hairs out of my ears. And I can't hear certain levels of speech, including the voice of my lovely wife. She falls within that range. Television shows, there are certain characters on television shows that I can't understand, you know.
And when you go into a room with other people and they're talking, all of a sudden...
Oh, it's horrible. Off. Yeah. If where the radio's on in the car and Robin says something, it's, you know, my right ear, my bad ears to her, you know, and it's, you know, so...
But, you know, if you ever get faced with that honey-do list, you can say, sorry, I can't hear you.
That's not going to work. She'll just talk louder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but then
or
you
she'll
can
send me a text.
Either that, you can entice her with something shiny and jingly.
Sparky?
Yeah.
No, that'll never happen. She said the other day, she said, I found what I want for Christmas. And I said, let me make a list of the guns I'm looking at.
And I bet you she stopped with that list right away.
I was in a sporting goods store the other day down in Southern Maryland, St. Uh-huh. Mary's, an archery shop in St. Mary's County, and there was a young man and his wife in there, and he said, "Yeah, I just bought a new bow." And I looked at the wife and I said, "What kind of jewelry do you want?" He goes, "What'd you say?" I said, "Well, you got a bow, and it's only fair. You shouldn't say stuff like that."
That's right. Don't entice her.
You're young and dumb, man. You'll learn eventually. So,
yes, dear.
So, that's all right. It's all worth it. So, why don't we have any phone callers here? We got a muzzleloader contest going on. I know why. It's the rut. A lot of people are out bow hunting mm-hmm. in the rut, you know. Mm-hmm. No question. 410-922-6680. We're giving a muzzleloader away at the end of the month. Maybe the first week of December, but that's Robin's secret code on the text that you hear coming. I think she might be reacting or responding or replying.
Gotcha.
One or the other. It's either reply, respond, or react. The three R's. You got to remember that on answering. So I'll let you know which one it was here.
Okay.
But yeah, we're giving the phone number is 410-WCBM680. Here's the rules. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Mr. Chris. Yep. And he'll write your name and phone number down. And that's only in case you win. We don't do anything with those phone numbers or anything else. I'm not going to call you and solicit you for anything. Then if you win, we'll call you and you know have to be able to. At the end of the month, we put all the tickets in a hat. We pull a ticket out, and somebody independent usually pulls that out or just mix them up, and I, you know, pick one out at random. Somebody wins, and we contact the fine folks at CVA. You get a nice CVA, brand-new muzzleloader from CVA, shipped directly to your house, and that's how it works. So, and that's what we do for a muzzleloader contest. Oh, and you got to go on the air with me for... You know, just say, hey, I just want to get in the contest, ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do. We're good to go. All right, let's see. What kind of reaction did Miss Robin have to say? Okay, I'll tell him that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I can't tell you what Robin sent to Chris. So we are waiting our caller, Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How you been?
Living the dream. What can I say?
Yeah, I know that feeling. Well, you know, some people might be considering not being able to hear their wife an advantage. You know?
Not me.
No?
Mm-mm.
I'd like to get some hearing aids so I could turn them on and off.
Well, I don't know. I'm really, you know, it's not something that's going to get better. So, you know, and I still hear okay in the woods, you know, but not as sharp as like, I mean, I still can't. Emmett, you're going to have to call the call-in number, buddy. Sorry, I just got a call on my cell phone. Tom, I can't hear as well as I used to in the woods. Used to, you know, I got to depend on my eyes. I mean, I can see a squirrel running across the ground 150 yards, but I can't hear a squirrel running past me at 50 like I used to, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah, I did something stupid one time. I bought a new gun. It was a 44 Magnum. I thought, I mean, I'm not going to get my hearing protection. I'm just going to fire six shots off on this thing. I wasn't able to hear for, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a very damaging, no question.
Yeah, they test our hearing every year, and mine's steadily getting worse.
Yep. So. Oh, they test your hearing every year. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yep. Well, take care, brother. Happy hunting.
All right. Well, you're in the contest. Good luck to you.
Talk to you soon.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye. We're waiting for some. Let's see. Is Mike ready to go? Mike in Baltimore. Good morning, Mike. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
West
how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I could be doing better. I'm doing my nightly Uber Lyft thing and picked up a piece of metal that decided my tire was absolutely delicious and decided to ride for a while before it popped out again, so I'm stuck on the side of the road.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. And you're calling me.
I listen to your show all the time.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know, I'm in between people. I can't run, so
yeah.
What the heck.
So I got to tell you, though, I'm not coming to get you.
I'm sorry?
I'm not coming to get you. I offer a lot of services, but I don't offer roadside service. I'm sorry, Mike. But I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you're listening.
I can give you the man on the street report about deer.
Oh, please do.
There is tons of does.
Yep.
I'm seeing some really nice 4 points, and I saw what probably looked like a massive 8-pointer. And the 8-pointer, I got a glimpse of him as he was jumping across the roadway. We are definitely starting into the rut. The males are starting to get kind of frisky, and the chicks are like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, here they come again, another year. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But the girls are actually being smart about it. They're staying off to the roadside.
Well, that's
but,
good.
They're definitely skittish, and that's the males good. Are getting stupid.
I was driving home, not last night, night before, Wednesday, Thursday night. And I was going 50, you know, eastbound, and I was about 3 miles on the bridge side of the college, and I saw a deer pop out of the brush along the road. And I mean, he was looking all around. He was bouncing along, and he only had one side. And he would have been a 10, a nice wide 10 point with only one side. The other side was broke off. And I thought, well, I wouldn't shoot you because, you know. But however, the one that did that to you, that's the one I want to see.
Well, I was going to say, probably the other half of that rack is probably stuck in some guy's grill.
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm. No. This guy was too far back. I mean, but, you know, he popped right out, and it looked like he had just been battered. So, you know. And then Tackle Box Tim, he sends me a picture of a busted up piece of ground with deer tracks all in, and he said, this is in my backyard. And I said, well, you just had a buck fight, man. I mean, I can recognize that. The ground's all scuffed up and flattened down. And, you know, they were locked up and pushing each other all over the place. So that's pretty cool. So.
Well, the girls are looking healthy, I mean, because we have so late a hunting situation. They're not predated upon. I mean, the girls are looking real healthy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, all right. That's good. Good to hear. Glad to hear it's starting. Try and get out there this week.
Definitely starting.
Yep. I'm headed for sick of deer this afternoon. I mean, I'd love to be up in the woods in Cecil County. I know there's a couple good ones up there.
Well, get a tasty one.
There we go. Thank you, sir.
All right. Now,
all right, buddy. Take care. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep. There goes Mike. Emmett, Perry Hall. Good morning, Emmett. How you doing?
I am doing fine, Alan. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Alan, just change the subject a little bit. Trout fishing.
Yeah.
Trout fishing is still good, doing good this time of year.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, the DNR is out stocking everywhere. They're, you know, they're replenishing those catch and return, or catch and release, catch and keep fish. And, yeah, trout fishing is great. Water temperature starts going down. The trout get active. Some of the trout spawn this type of year. There's certain trout species that spawn in the spring and others that spawn in the fall. So, yeah, they're very active. And I can't tell you which is which. I don't know if it's rainbows or browns or brook trout or whatever. But, you know, they're all eating. They're all feeding up for winter. So, you know.
But during the summer, I was using like a water spider. And it's doing pretty good, but it's like where I've gone lately. I don't know if all that rain kind of changed it or.
Sure. Well, the rain can, you know, move fish around in a waterway. No question about that. I mean, the water comes up, they move a little bit to a better feeding spot or whatever, and they're not where they were. And then the water goes back down and they may not be able to get to where they came from.
Okay, so I'd probably need to fish a little further downstream then.
Well, down or up, I mean, you know, it depends on, you know, salmon, as you know, run upstream to spawn.
That's true.
So, you know, I just look for some deeper pools and some oxygenated water and you should be okay. Something like a pool downstream from a riffle where the riffles are oxygenating the water and going into the deeper pool.
Yeah, I've fished the gunpowder out there in the Hereford area.
Oh, yeah, that's a good plot, no question.
And so, I mean, like I say, it was doing pretty good. I just hadn't had a chance to get out there too much.
Yeah.
But rather catch them, and I love it.
Well, it's a great fishery out there in the gunpowder, and trout are fun to catch. They really are. You know.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
All right, Emmett, enjoy your give me a report, will you?
I will.
All right, buddy, thank you.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Bill in Linthicum. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Alan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'll tell you, I'm on cloud nine since I won that gun last week.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yep. And as soon as I get a hold of the folks in CBA, like, I don't know if you heard me say, I think our contact there is on a hunter out of town this week, but they're always good about getting back to me. So I'll follow up and, we'll see what happens. I had a question on a personal note for the folks at CBA and, so I've got a vested interest there as myself. So.
Right. Just to let you know, since winning that thing, my son's pushing me to take a hunting class, and I'm going to do that. I have a pastor friend of mine that he wants me to go hunting with him. And
well, Bill, that's great, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm looking to relax. That the wife has been busting my chops, and you know it's all. After we had that discussion the other week, I tell you, it's a message from God. Just calm down a little bit. Go out there. I do, take in, like I was telling you, I take in the scenery and everything, and I'm in awe about how beautiful stuff is.
Oh, sure.
When I ride my motorcycle.
Yep.
So,
exactly. So, are you riding this weekend?
Actually, no, I don't think so. I got some, I bought a new truck and I bought, some aftermarket stuff to put on it.
Gotcha.
I might do that today.
Sure.
Cause, I got to keep that front end from wearing out.
No, I hear you. Well, I've encouraged Robin to watch things as you go down the road. Yesterday, coming home on Route 50, not far from the airport, I looked over and it was, there's a bunch of buzzards in the field. There must be a road. Half of those birds had white heads and white tails. And I took a picture, and as I took a picture, one of them took off. And I turned around and I went back, and there were five mature bald eagles in one spot and three mature bald eagles in another spot with a couple buzzards mixed in. And I don't know, there probably were some immature bald eagles in there as well. But there are at least eight mature bald eagles on one field in Talbot County. And traffic, people weren't paying attention. You know, just like that buck that came out of the side of the road the other day. I'm probably the only guy that saw that. You know, he trotted out there. He showed me he only had one side. He trotted back in, and that was it. You know, nobody else saw it. I try to be observant as I'm yesterday. Where was I? Somewhere. Can't even remember. Carroll County or someplace yesterday. Where was I? Can't remember. Had to be. Anyway, a sharp shin hawk went across the road, you know, whoosh, gone. Well, you just got to keep figuring out where your place is. And, you got to pay attention to traffic, but you can't be so focused on everything that you miss what's around you.
Yeah, you're right. You know, we ride down the road. My wife gets a chance to look when we're riding.
Sure.
Like you said, I'm keeping an eye on the road.
Sure. Sure.
The road is full of, I could say animals, and it's not the four-legged.
No, I know what you're talking. Hey, listen, man. I have a 2015 truck that I bought in May of 2016, okay? 2.5 years ago. I just turned 100,000 miles on it the other day, so I put a lot of windshield time in. Okay. I understand what you're saying. I see them all the time. I mean, just, it's insane out there in certain areas. Okay. And, you know, I do my best when there's nobody around. I do my best to kind of keep one eye on, you know, two eyes on the road and one eye in the sky or, you know, on the way up to Hunt Frederick County the other day with Laura, we have this thing about, if you see a hawk, you're going to have a good hunt. So I said, yeah, I saw two red tails on the way up. She said, were they flying? I said, yeah, both of them were. One across the road and one was in a field. And, you know, that kind of thing. You get to a point where if you love the outdoors, you learn about it and you understand what you're seeing. You understand what you're seeing. And it doesn't take, you don't have to look at something for 15 minutes to figure out what it is. It can happen instantly. And, you know, like, hey, there's a red tail going across the road. Or, you know, look at that field full of mature bald eagles, believe it or not. Or look at that sharp shin hawk just flew across the road. You know, because you can tell by the profile. You can tell by the actions, the wing beats and so forth. I saw a pileated woodpecker going across 70 the other day, way high. You could tell by the way the wings were flapping and the coloration and the size and things like that. You know, you don't see a lot of that. So
I was kind of surprised. I live in Linthicum, and
yep.
I had a property down there that I was operating my business out of.
Right.
Before the politicians destroyed the economy. And, there was eagles down there.
Right.
You know, across the street, it was all parkland.
Right.
From where I was at.
Right.
Man, it was loaded with deer and all kind of stuff. And like I say, there was eagles down there.
Oh, yeah. So
it was,
You're starting to notice it. You're starting to encourage me. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
You're encouraging me, Bill. So.
Well, one of these days I'm going to call you up and say, Alan, I was out there shooting and I got me one.
Ah, great. Glad to hear it. All right, buddy. Got to go. Thanks.
Have a great day.
You
God
do
bless
too,
you,
Bill.
Man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Richard, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to do much hunting yet this year, unfortunately. We just settled. I think I talked to you last time I spoke with you. I told you we had purchased a property in Tennessee. Well, we
right.
had a settlement this past week.
You told me that. Yeah, indeed.
So we went down there and got to hike the property and all that. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah? What's the sign look like?
Well, it's different down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not too optimistic, to be honest with you, on the deer hunting situation.
Right.
I hope, you know, I get proved wrong on that one, but it's like, even though we did jump two deer, it's nothing like around here.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Where you just see deer everywhere. I mean, even just out back of my house, it looks like Grand Central Station.
Sure.
Deer track. It's just not that way in the woods down there for some reason.
I got it. Well,
but,
you'll learn it. You'll
deer.
Learn
I didn't see not one rub. I didn't see not one scrape.
Huh. But, well, you know, you're a little further south. That rut might be, that rut might be a month out.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I'm not going to get to hunt it down there this year.
Right.
But I am hoping to get to hunt arrows this year, there's two things you should never do in the fall: buy a house or get married, because it just eats up all your time.
Oh, man. Well, Richard,
we did see bear hair on a barbed wire fence. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. Well, Tennessee's loaded with bears. No question about that. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Alan.
Keep us updated on that Tennessee property. It's a nice place. Tennessee's a nice state.
It's beautiful.
Yes,
I mean, regardless how the hunting is, I've had my fun hunting up here. I've got some nice mounts in the basement and whatnot.
So, got it.
You know, if we take the occasional doe for the freezer, that'd be great.
Good. Got it, buddy. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Alan.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brian in Talbot, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Alan?
Good. Talbot or Talbot? What do you say?
Talbot County.
Talbot County. You must have grown up there.
Pretty close.
Yep. What's up, Brian?
Oh, I'm heading through the woods right now. Deer all over the place. The wind's blowing.
Oh, you know what? Listen, they're going to move today. You got a cold front blowing in there. The deer don't like the wind. They don't like to stay still because they can't hear well. You know, they'll be moving, especially motivated by the rut and the cold front all together, all in combination. I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, I like a little wind.
Yep.
More so than most. But anyway, anyway, you're talking about all these animals you see all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Being a hunter, you see lots of things.
That's right.
Well, I read a little bit, I heard a little thing you might be interested in. I don't want to tell you too much about it now, but I'm going to send it to you maybe.
Yeah, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'd love to see it.
Okay.
I'd love to see
it. Will do.
You're right there in Talbot, so am I, so that's where I live.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Talk
All
to
right,
you soon.
I'll see you.
Thanks, Brian. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Chesapeake Outdoors. They are located at Dominion Road exit on Kent Island, exit 39B, right off Route 50. You'll see the sign along the highway, and you go in 39B, and you kind of go around the block there past the 7-Eleven on your left and the Exxon on your right, and you hit that light and you turn right, and you're right in the parking lot of Chesapeake Outdoors. Now they've got right here for the rut. You know, they've got all the archery accessories. They've got the Matthews vertical compound bows. They've got the Mission and 10-point and Carbon Express and Excalibur and Barnett and Raven crossbows, all the custom arrows. And they'll tune your bow. They'll put the accessories on for you. They got the banded camo, particularly made for waterfowl folks. But you can actually use a waterfowl camo for deer hunting. Did you know that? And vice versa. That's true. But if you want something scent free, then they've got the scent lock clothing too. They got the Rambo bikes. They've got the Costa sunglasses, the Yeti coolers, bags and tumblers, Thompson Center CVA muzzle loaders. They've got the, all kinds of firearms, you know, for whatever you want. And they can order anything and ammunition to max. But the accessories, I mean, they've got everything. They've got the apple cracker feed. I talked to Chad, the owner yesterday, waiting for the big tractor trailer loaded blocks to come in so he can see. There were four people, including me, that wants the apple cracker blocks. One guy came in, I need two blocks. He says, waiting for the tractor trailer. Supposed to be here Thursday. They should be here today. All right. I said, yeah, I was going to grab a couple blocks myself, put out on my hunting property. Another guy called, and I'm sorry, the truck hasn't come in yet. So apple cracker, man, I'm telling you. So, anyway, apple cracker's the one to do. They sell that as well. Anyway, you get the idea. They have everything for hunting. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers at Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, shotgun season's about here for waterfowl, for deer, and for duck season as well. Let me tell you about a couple great shotguns, Browning shotguns from Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. There's the BPS pump. Comes in all gauges from 410 to 28 to 20 to 16 to 12 and 10-gauge models as well. 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models are also available. The great thing about the BPS pump is the shell ejects from the bottom of the receiver, not the side. And that's a great feature if you're in a duck blind or a goose blind. You're not smacking the guy in the head next to you with a hot shell casing, that's for sure. Then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge. Yep, if you're going to go after light geese, if you're going to go after snow geese, you need a little extra oomph. Go with that Gold Light 10-gauge, gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite with composite stock with DuraTouch armor coating and mossy oak camo. And then there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Mossy oak shadow grass blades camo. Fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver. It's ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive system. It's a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. That's the A5. All these fine Browning shotguns from Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to God and but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man.
So one of our measures last night, Bobby Newton put on. He was measuring up a deer that was found in Howard County, 160-inch class whitetail. It had spent 3 years of its death in a swamp. It had been shot and lost. And after 3 years, it was recovered, and the rack was intact with no damage on it. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. The skull and the rack are underwater for that time. And it was 160-inch class buck, and Bobby said, just sitting here on my Friday night, you know, chilling out, measuring deer, and listening to Hank Jr. And I said, cool, but, you know, Bo Cephas is pretty cool. And he goes, you know him by Bo Cephas. Alan, you're cooler than I thought. Drake in Talbot County. How are you, sir?
Hey, Alan. This is Drake from downtown Easton.
How you doing, Drake in downtown Easton?
Hey, Alan, I'm a long-time listener.
Yeah, man.
I've learned so much over the years about fishing and hunting. I'm not a hunter, but I do own firearms, and I wanted to find out. I thought it was a public range down there below Cambridge.
Yep.
But trying to find a public range for the public.
Right.
Is that place open?
Yeah.
Public?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Okay. Are you going to be at the waterfowl?
I'll probably show up there one day or another. We usually will go like on a Sunday or something, depending on what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I've told so many of my fishing and hunting friends about your show. They all knew about it. And, do you live close to town? Or?
I live in town.
Oh, okay. Is it going to be? I guess you won't give out your address.
No, I'm not going to give out my address. I will not. Sorry. I mean, I can meet. If you want to meet somewhere, I'll be glad to meet you somewhere. You know.
Yeah. I live close to you, so I hope to meet you sometime. And again,
well, I'll be around.
There's a lot. You have so many people out here that don't hunt that learn so much about critters and amazing animals, especially the deer. So yep. Thank you very much.
And sure. Well, send me an email, Drake. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Ellis, my last name, @ellisoutdoors.com.
All right. Nice talking to you.
All right, man. Appreciate that. Talk soon. Hey, I like your name.
Yeah, it's a family name.
Got it.
Just remember Drake the Bricklayer. All right, talk to you.
Hey, bye. Drake the Bricklayer. I'll remember that. Yeah. Sure. You know, my buddy John Marth? Or Peter, sure. Peter Marth?
I know the Marth, yeah.
Yeah, Peter Marth? Yeah. Pete
I know all those Masons. I'm not from here. I'm from Hagerstown, but I do historical work in downtown Annapolis. Just got a Lifetime Preservation Achievement Award from Historic Annapolis.
Oh, wonderful, man. Send me.
I do work around town. I hope to see you.
Send me some information.
All right.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors. Thanks, Drake. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Pete Marth, he killed a big deer with a crossbow not long ago. He's in Bucks, Bears, and Stags. He's one of our crossbow leaders in Bucks, Bears, and Stags. And, we're not doing it. We got an invitation, and we'd love to take it from a private landowner to come and measure deer for his hunting guys that, you know, participate in the lease and so forth. We just can't do it. We got one of our measures left for Kansas yesterday, and another one has got a wedding to go to, and, you know, one of the other our three closest guys are gone for the weekend. And so, you know, we're trying to figure out how to work some of these scoring events. And, you know, like Bobby, he does it at his house. If you want to make it a private appointment, you can do that. All of them are on our website, bucks-bears-stags.com. And we're making some real good progress on folks that are want to have their name and recognition in a Maryland record book for all posterity. So we're doing that, and we're building that. We got an email from a guy the other day from out in Allegheny County. Killed a 178-inch buck, which is huge in Allegheny County, and killed it in, I think, 99 or something like that, and had been recognized in the annual deer report, and you know that was his verification. And you know, anybody who's been in the trophy deer contest or any of the other measuring events and would like to have their place in the Maryland record book, get in touch with us. You can get in touch with me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or you can get in touch with us through the BBS website, which is BBS at bucks-bears-stags.com. It's all on the website, bucks-bears-stags.com. Let's talk to Tony in Pikesville. Hey, good morning, Tony. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Alan. How's it going?
I'm well. How about you?
Okay. I was just hoping that the leaves will drop off the trees and the deer will start moving a little bit.
Well, the deer, the leaves came off last night with that rain.
Yes.
And yesterday and today with the wind, I was driving down 70 and got covered up in a storm of leaves. It was amazing, you know. And I think they're a little late this year, if I remember.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. This time last year, I'd already taken two deer.
Yeah.
In October, and the area that I hunt is so thick with trees and underbrush, you really can't see till the leaves come down.
That's what happened to me on the first day of muzzleloader season. A guy shot a buck in the stand about 300 yards from me, and the buck came by like 100 yards, away from me. But the cover was so thick, I never saw the deer. I was also pinned down by a doe that was bedded 60 yards from me. But it's hard to see them when there's this many leaves on the trees. So.
Yeah, well, maybe starting this afternoon, it might be better.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't wait. I'm going to be in the stand this afternoon. That cold front's going through. You know, I don't have the tide for me. I've got the moon set, but I don't have the tide that I like. But that's okay. It's low tide at the end of the day today. So, in Dorchester.
Well, good luck to you.
All right, buddy. Same to you, Tony. Thanks.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye bye. 410, that'd be CBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about our friends down at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore and cakes. They do wedding cakes and they do anniversary cakes and they do birthday cakes. And their cakes are spectacular. They actually did a cake for the Coalition Benefit down there in September. They did our wedding cake for our wedding reception back in January of whenever we got married. I mean, last January, honey. They did. Yeah. You were there, Chris, right?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Indeed. So, you know, when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand there in Sick of Deer Country or Duck Blind or Goose Blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Baker. Probably will do that today on the way down to Sick of Deer Camp. And a fresh cup of hot coffee. I look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. And even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch right there at Bay Country Bakery. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts. They're trained chefs. Dave's a hunter and fisherman. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50. Just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit the website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
Well, the rains are gone and the sunshine is out this weekend, and breezy west winds out there, 15, 20 miles per hour today. Lots of sunshine this afternoon and a high of 60 degrees today, upper 30s near 40 tonight, and sunshine Sunday with a high of 60. More rain back in the forecast for the new business week into Monday, Tuesday. Some half-inch rainfall totals possible Monday and Tuesday with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They're located at exit 39B Dominion Road. You hear me go over all the laundry list of stuff that they carry, tree stands and all types of accessories, Rambo bikes, camo clothing and boots and hips and waders and shotguns and all the ammunition in the world and muzzle loaders and Yeti coolers and Costa sunglasses and Bubba Blade knives and the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Steel shot, decoys, gear, camo, all the scent control features you can need, want, or imagine, muzzle loader accessories, and more. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, located Route 50 East, 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island. And their friendly and courteous and knowledgeable staff is standing by to serve you and meet every need that you have for hunting and fishing today. Stop by. 410-604-2500. Clyde Sports Shop, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is your full-line Browning dealer. Every Browning firearm, including the handguns, including the Buckmark handguns for target shooting, personal protection, home protection, they've got them all. They've got the A5, they've got the X-Bolt, they've got the BPS, they've got the BAR. Any model that Browning makes, Clyde's has in stock. Full-line Browning dealer. Stop by and see them. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoors industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation, Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Onyx Hunt, the app for your phone.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Shark, no big rack buff. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, pretty bad at hunting deer. Their shows on my TV. Spooks Band's my hero, got a crush on Tiffany. The bone collector Michael Waddell makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a Ziploc suit, around a bag and drunk crawl. Pour out my tank 69, I use it all the time. No buck on my wall. Never had blood smeared on my face.
All right, here we go. Hey, we got a text from Fred Reinfeller over there at Aerotech Heating and Cooling. Is that what it's called? Is that the right word? Aircraft. I apologize there. Aerotech's something else. Aircraft Heating and Cooling over there in East Baltimore. He sent me a picture. Look at this, Chris. He sent me a picture of the big donut on the side of Bay Country. He said he's headed for Snakeheads. I said, were they open? He goes, yeah, man, we got our donuts. Look at that. That's a big donut.
Oh, my God.
That's a big donut.
That's huge.
The whole wall.
Yes.
I think it's a big donut.
That is a huge donut.
It's a monster donut. It's it's eating the building. All right. Just having a little fun. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate that. Yep. Picture of the big donut. That I mean, there's two windows in that donut. That's a daggone big donut. Pink donut with multicolored little jimmies on there. Love it. All right. Headed for Snakeheads down in Dorchester County. That's where they are. No question about that. Hey, folks, you know what? Whew, I'm a long day today. I mean, I'm kind of tired today after the show. We talked to a lot of people. We talked to Chuck out there from the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. We talked about muzzleloader contests. We talked a little bit about the election coming up. And so it's all good. It is all good. I'm going to go deer hunting today. I think this evening sometime down in Dorchester County there on the marsh, and hopefully something will walk by that that is worthwhile taking out. And what did I miss? Did I miss anything? Did I not thank somebody? I think I thanked everybody. So we'll get it. Oh yeah, Robin. She's been standing by. She's been texting me. She's been sending me information. So anytime we can help any of our listeners during the week or whatever, let me know. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. We look forward to hearing from some of our listeners during the week. You can even enter the muzzleloader contest during the week if you want. Just send me an email. And, you know, look, if you're going to take the effort to call and go on the air, that's one thing. If you're going to take the effort to send me an email, I mean, that deserves a ticket into the contest, too. So, all right, there we go. You all have a wonderful day. I'm going to take advantage of this cold front and go see if I can poke a hole in the side of a sick deer today. Good eating a sick deer. Good eating. So, I want a big old gnarly 6-point stag. That's what I'm after today. Big old mane on him.